Hashem commands Moshe about the shulchan, the table that was set in the Mishkan, so he has him cover it with gold. And then Vasisa lo zer zahav saviv. You would have a golden crown that would circle around the top of the shulchan that was specially made, a crown of gold around the edge. Why was there a crown of gold on top of the shulchan, on top of this table? The table, of course, housed the lechem hapanim, the 12 showbreads that were put on top of the shulchan. But why did it have a crown around the edge? So the Ramban quotes Rashi, that it was a simon hu lekeser malchus. This was a sign or symbolism towards the crown of kingship. So Rashi explains, the shulchan is the shame of oisher ugedula. A table represents wealth, represents greatness. Rashi quotes that a person who wants to describe somebody as being wealthy will say about him, he's a shulchan malachim. He eats on a table of kings. And to describe the table being a table of kings, that's a way of describing great wealth, great prosperity, great stature. The Ramban quotes this Rashi, and so many times we've quoted the Ramban in which he argues on Rashi. In this particular instance, he says, V'chein hadavar, this is correct, that Rashi's understanding that the reason why there was a crown of gold around the shulchan was it was a status symbol. It showed wealth and prosperity. The Ramban explains exactly why this is, that this is the sod of the shulchan. This is the inner secret, the hidden meaning, the essence of what the shulchan is. And the Ramban describes the way that Hashem bestows blessing upon us in the world. And the Ramban writes, once the world was created, after the 6 days of creation were complete, from that point on, Hashem does not bestow His blessings upon us, yesh me'ayin, out of nothing. Anytime there's a bracha, there's some type of blessing or hashpa, influence that Hashem has on us in this world, it always comes out of something. It has to be out of something which already exists, and from that, you will find the bracha. Says the Ramban, when there's a shoresh dover, a root of something, then tachol alav habracha of the tosefo, then on that root you can expand upon that and increase bracha in the world. And he brings a couple of examples from Tanakh, one from the story of Elisha, who says to the woman whom he's trying to help, Yigidili ma yesh loch babayis, what do you have in the home? And she brings a flask of oil and a bunch of empty flasks, and from the existing oil that she has, she's able to pour into all of the empty flasks. And as soon as there are no more empty flasks in which to pour into, so then the miracle stops. Says the Ramban, that's the way that Hashem does miraculous events. That's the way that He bestows His brachos upon it. He didn't just out of nowhere, Elisha didn't snap his fingers and all of a sudden money appeared or oil appeared. From a flask of existing oils into already existing empty flasks, you can pour oil from one into the other. As many as you have, the bracha will expand, but it has to be out of something the bracha will come. Says the Ramban, V'chein ha-shulchan b'lechem ha-panim. And this is the essence of the shulchan, which upon the shulchan was placed the lechem ha-panim, the showbreads, bo tachol ha-bracha. Through the fact that there are these miraculous breads which are already on the table, which stayed fresh the whole week, but through those brachas in the Beis HaMikdash, all bracha of prosperity would flow to the world through those breads, through the shulchan that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Umimenu yavo ha-saiveya l'chol Yisrael. From there, all of Yisrael would be satiated with prosperity. U'l'chein onu, that's why, says Ramban Chazal, say, kol kohen shemagiyu kafol oichel v'saveya. Kippul, any kohen who would even receive a small amount of bread would be entirely satiated and full just from that little amount, because it was through that little amount that bracha would be expanded. And that, the Ramban says, is what the essence of the shulchan was, and the way, the nature which he constructs all of the bracha in the world is always through something which exists, it then becomes expanded upon it.